KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have sunny skies, 57 degrees. We look for it to be mostly sunny and warm today, a high around 84. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In state news, Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds has signed into law an overhaul of Iowa's energy policies. Reynolds signed the bill Friday, marking a change in how much natural gas and electric companies must spend on energy efficiency programs. Democrats say the law will drastically curtail the programs, causing higher rates and lost jobs. Republicans say utilities will cut costs and then must pass along the savings to customers through lower rates. The Iowa Utilities Board also will be required to fast-track reviews of all new utility rates, raising concerns that they may not receive adequate scrutiny. Utilities say the bill provides predictability and promotes price stability. The bill passed after an extended debate in the House where five Republicans joined every Democrat present in opposition. The Senate passed the bill on a party-line vote. A regulator says the prison that houses Iowa's most violent offenders is exposing workers to harm by equipping them with radios that sometimes don't work during emergencies and poorly trained security dogs. The Iowa Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, found 21 serious violations during a recent inspection of the Iowa State Penitentiary in Fort Madison. The agency is seeking a $49,500 fine against the Iowa Department of Corrections. The Associated Press obtained the citation as part of a personnel appeal recently made public. The citation says radios failed to bring assistance to correctional officers who are under attack by inmates, including during two assaults that injured workers. It also says the department failed to provide canine officers with adequate time to train animals, which has led to dogs disobeying their handlers. The Iowa Department of Corrections says a staff member was assaulted by an inmate at the Iowa Correctional Institution for Women in Mitchellville on Friday. The incident happened around 4:30 p.m. The staff member, a correctional officer, was working at her post in a mental health unit of the facility, along with another officer nearby, when an inmate began to use verbally abusive language toward the officers. The inmate was then instructed to return to her cell to de-escalate the situation, but instead unexpectedly rushed toward and began assaulting an officer with a closed fist strike, followed by hair pulling and briefly wrestling on the ground. The other officer that was present was able to take immediate action to gain control of the attacking inmate, and additional staff were on the scene shortly thereafter. The staff member that was assaulted was assessed by facility medical staff and found to have no serious medical injuries. The incident remains under investigation. The Iowa Supreme Court has upheld the conviction of a man who had sex with a woman after pretending to be someone else on Facebook. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
Michael Kelso Christie created a fake Facebook profile in 2015 for a man who went to high school with a woman and then began talking with that woman through the fake account. She eventually agreed that he could come over to her house and have sex with her while she wore handcuffs and a blindfold. The woman later found out that Kelso Christie was not the former classmate. He was offered an agreement for a plea to second-degree burglary. He sought to have the burglary charge dismissed, saying he had not entered the home to commit sexual abuse, as the woman had agreed to have sex with him, and his crime was fraud and hiding his real identity. The Iowa Supreme Court upheld Kelso Christie's conviction, saying he knew the woman had not consented to have sex with him. It says it's long been law in Iowa that consent to sex with one man cannot imply consent to sex with another. And the court says having the woman wear a blindfold indicated Kelso Christie anticipated she might try to flee if she discovered it was him and not the former classmate. I'm Dar Danielson.
Iowa Supreme Court Justice Bruce Zager has announced his plans to retire later this year. Zager has served on the state's high court since 2011 when he was appointed by then-Governor Terry Branstad. Zager was one of three appointments made to fill vacancies created when three other justices were voted off the bench for their role in a unanimous 2009 decision that legalized same-sex marriage in Iowa. On Friday, Zager announced his plan to retire effective September 3rd. He did not give a reason for stepping down in his written remarks announcing his retirement. Under Iowa law, the governor appoints justices to fill vacancies on the high court. The governor will choose from three nominees submitted by the state's Judicial Nominating Commission. Republican legislators are setting aside $2.25 million to finance new internships and apprenticeships associated with the Future Ready Iowa program. Governor Kim Reynolds launched the initiative in 2016 when she was lieutenant governor to encourage enrollment in science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM, courses. Democrats complained the Reynolds administration plans to spend $425,000 just to advertise the program.
We don't need to do this. You know it isn't right. This stinks.
That's Senator Bill Dotsler, a Democrat from Waterloo. Dotsler says the money would be better spent helping students pay for college or technical training. And Dotsler objects to the already signed contract that calls for airing ads touting the governor's signature Future Ready program in September, October, and November during the height of the campaign season.
It smells like there's something in the governor's woodpile, and it smells like inappropriate use of public dollars for political purposes.
Brenna Smith, a spokeswoman for Governor Reynolds, said the Future Ready program is a top priority of the governor and that Reynolds will continue to make sure Iowans know they may apply for so-called last dollar scholarships and grants that can help students land high-demand jobs. Reynolds plans to ask legislators to provide the money for the last dollar scholarship next year. Mercy Medical Center wants to build a $31 million psychiatric hospital in the Des Moines area to respond to an extreme shortage of mental health services. The Des Moines Register reported that the new hospital would have 100 beds. Mercy currently has 34 psychiatric beds in its downtown facility. Spokeswoman Laura Vandenbosch said the facility would be in Polk County, but the specific location hasn't been determined. Vandenbosch said officials hope to have their project proposal before the State Health Facilities Council in July. The council decides whether health care projects are needed or if they inflate costs and duplicate available services. Governor Kim Reynolds recently signed a mental health bill that hopes to address the lack of mental health resources in the area. And Iowans got rid of a record amount of unwanted medications last weekend. Radio Iowa's Pat Curtis reports.
Residents of the state safely disposed of 12,333 pounds of old or unused prescription drugs during Saturday's Drug Take Back event. According to the governor's Office of Drug Control Policy, that's the most ever collected during a one-day event in Iowa. The old mark of 11,710 pounds was set 1 year ago. The drugs were dropped off over a four-hour period last Saturday at 115 sites around Iowa. The effort is part of a national campaign targeting opioid abuse. I'm Pat Curtis.
Well, you can pack up the tent and sleeping bags as Iowa State Parks are hosting Camping Kickoff Weekend from yesterday through Sunday. Todd Kaufelt, the State Parks Director of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, says everything is ready for Iowans to enjoy.
We've got all the facilities hooked up, the water, utilities and whatnot, and we want people to get out and enjoy the outdoors. Our state park system is nearing 100 years old, and so it's an opportunity for people really to take a look at it with a different lens.
Iowans can use either of two websites to make reservations for camping spots.
They can do a search on the DNR webpage, so www.iowadnr.gov, and then find a place to visit, or they can go to iowastateparks.reserveamerica.com, and then that'll be the direct line that they can set a reservation at their favorite park.
Iowa has more than 4,700 state park campsites, and 75% of them can be reserved in advance. Kaufelt says there are two parks that have temporarily closed their camping facilities for renovation. That's Ledges and Marble Beach at Gull Point, but Iowans will notice plenty of improvements elsewhere.
Pleasant Creek will have more water in it, and it's a park that's been closed with our Lakes Restoration Program, and people are going to be able to get access there. You're going to see Lake McBride is back up and moving. Lake Wapello is back open. And then Waubonsie down in the southwest corner. We've had a lot of effort to get these parks up and running.
More than 30 state parks are hosting special activities this weekend, including kayaking, clinics, fun runs, night sky hikes, volunteer projects, and more. And finally in the news, and speaking of recreation and so that sort of activity, a recreational vehicle maker is kicking off more than $12 million expansion in northern Indiana. The Elkhart Truth reports that Forest City, Iowa-based Winnebago Industries held a groundbreaking ceremony on Thursday in Middlebury, Indiana, on the Winnebago Towable Campus near its current facility. Officials say the expansion could bring up to 125 jobs to the area by 2019. Michael Happy, president and CEO of Winnebago Industries, says the company is confident the growth in this business, and he says it's a fantastic opportunity for this business to expand its product line over time and continue to meet rising demand. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.